together.
KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on KJAN. Live from Glenwood, here is KJAN's Chris Parks and Jim Field.
Thank you very much, Marissa. We are here tonight here at Glenwood High School here this evening as we get set for high school basketball and on a grand stage here this evening as the Atlantic Trojans try to move on here in the postseason as they take on the Creston Panthers here in this 3A district final. Of course, one more game after this before you'd move on to the state tournament, so these two teams trying to get to that point, and that game scheduled for Monday night, so both teams are out on the floor here getting warmed up. Of course, this game was supposed to be played last night. The wintry weather got in the way of that and moved it here to tonight and moved venues as well here to Glenwood High School. But it should be a great place for it. Crowd packing in. Should be a wonderful atmosphere here tonight for what should be a great ball game.
Yeah, it's day late, but a dollar extra. $6 to get in for the fans instead of $5 during the regular season. But they're just happy to be playing basketball at this point. And quite frankly, the delay of one day in the playing of this basketball game may very well have assisted Atlantic greatly here tonight. Chad Christensen had a bout of the stomach flu yesterday and was having a hard time keeping things down. And his dad was telling us that most of the day yesterday he was pretty much laid out. Every 15 minutes he was trying to get rid of what was in him. And after a while he didn't have anything left in him. And last night they took him in for an IV to put some fluids back into him, and he's feeling much, much better today. And he's been able to eat and keep it down, and he's out here working with his team, and they need their point guard on the floor.
Yeah, they certainly do. He's one of those key cogs out there, and of course a lot of senior leadership here on this team for the Atlantic Trojans. And you look up and down the roster, and those starting five out there each and every night, one of them stepped up at different points throughout the season to be the leading scorer. They're not going to rely just on one person. They play great team basketball.
Yeah, they really do, and that's shown all throughout the season. Like you say, you can pick up just about any stat sheet, and you're not sure who's going to be on the top of the list, but you know that those five are going to give you, for the most part, solid all-around performances, too. Atlantic doesn't win by outscoring teams. Creston averages about four more points per game than does Atlantic on the season as a whole. But they do it by keeping themselves around. Some nights when they haven't been able to find the shots, they've been able to hang around with solid defense and give themselves chances down the stretch to win. That's been a big difference for them.
It certainly has, and we'll take a look a little bit deeper here at these two teams and how they've gotten here to this point, to take a look at the games that they played here in the postseason and also how they fared against each other earlier in the year here in just a moment as well. I want to thank you for listening in here tonight here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web for you as well tonight at KJN.com, and if you're on the go, you can download the mobile app for the iPhone or Android platforms. Go to the Google Play or the iTunes Store, download the KJN app, and listen to the stream that way as well. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at those postseason numbers and the matchups from the time these teams played the first two times here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service experienced trained tax professionals located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice Corning Family Dentistry at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give him a call at 641-322-3146. Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. Petals and Pages is Griswold's full-service floral shop. They also carry scrapbooking materials, tux rentals, baker's candies, jewelry purses, Iowa wines, and more. Stop into Petals and Pages in Griswold at 517 Main Street or call 778-2300.
Welcome back here to Glenwood High School here tonight as we get set for a boys 3A district final here this evening between Atlantic and Creston. And of course, these teams had to win here to get to this point here in the postseason. And for Atlantic, it was a slow start in their opening game against ADM, but they got things going later in the ball game and started to roll away and came out with a nice victory over ADM.
Gee, a slow start for Atlantic in a boys basketball game this season? Really? That's really odd. They've actually done that quite a few times during the course of the year, but as we said earlier, their defense has kept them competitive until the offense kicked in. And That was kind of the way it went with ADM, although it wasn't really a big threat. They were down 9-2 early. It was 9-6 after one quarter, but Atlantic had trailed at halftime in that, or had taken the lead, rather, at halftime of that ball game by a score of 22-17, and then had a big fourth quarter, a 23-10 advantage in the fourth quarter to win it. They actually had four players in double digits in that game. Dalton Franken finished with 23 points on 10 of 15 shooting from the floor. He also had six rebounds. Sam Markham had 11 points and 3 steals. Chad Christensen with 15 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals in the ball game. Sam also had 3 block shots in that contest. And also Harrison Hoyt, 12 points, 6 boards. Atlantic shot 47% from the floor, 23 of 49. They were 4 of 19 from the arc, and they were 13 of 17 from the free throw line. They had 16 assists on their 23 baskets in that ball game and 17 steals in that contest. So Chad had 5 steals, Sam with 3. They didn't give ADM a whole lot of chance. ADM did shoot pretty well, actually, 43% from the floor, but they only got 37 attempts from the floor. So not a lot of opportunity. They did hit 40% from the arc, but not near enough chances to rally back late in that ballgame against Atlantic.
And the Atlantic Trojans able to get that opening win and move on here to play this ball game here tonight. And, of course, now they get to play a familiar opponent that they played a couple times this year. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first off, Creston had a win to get here, too, and they took on Winterset in the first round.
Yeah, and they were actually down 11-8 at the end of the first quarter against Winterset, but they had a big second quarter, 21-6 second quarter, and they just rolled on, and the points totaled up 31-19 advantage in the fourth quarter. As with 79 points, as you can imagine, Creston had a lot of players scoring at 4 and double digits, and Luke Neitzel had a nice ball game, 13 points. He was 5 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 1 from the arc, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He had 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and a couple of steals in the basket. Ball game. Just a solid all-around game. Creston shot very well. They shot 60%, 30 out of 50 from the floor in that ball game, 40% from the arc, and made 13 of their 19 free throw attempts. And they held Winterset to just 31% shooting. They made just 17 of their 54 attempts from the floor in that contest. If it wasn't for the 7 out of 21 from the three-point line, it would have been much worse.
So Creston able to get that win and move on here tonight to take on the Atlantic Trojans here once again. We'll take a quick break, come back, and tell you how these teams matched up the first two times they played. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all of your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner and operator of Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland, 712-774-2215. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m., Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. The Cass County Pheasants Forever would like to invite you to join their committee to help in the conservation of pheasants, quail, and other wildlife through habitat improvements, public awareness, education, and land management. Call Matt Donaldson at 712-249-4795 for more information.
Welcome back here to Glenwood High School tonight as we get set for high school basketball here between Atlantic and Creston here at a boys 3A district final. And here at Glenwood High School this evening being played as we try to move on here in the postseason. These two teams have met twice here this season. They've both been very entertaining ball games, and the Trojans able to come out on top in very similar scores fashion at the end of the night in both of them.
Yeah, both of them were similar to a certain extent. Creston jumped out to a 12-4 first quarter lead. The Trojans rallied back in the second quarter. They trailed by a point at halftime, but really it was decided in the fourth quarter. Atlantic a 13-4 fourth quarter in that first contest back on January the 8th in Creston. The Trojans won it 47-40. Sam Markham had 15 points and 10 rebounds in that game. Dalton Franken finished with 15 points. Chad Christensen had 11. Points were tough to come by in that ballgame. Trojans didn't shoot all that well, 20 of 43, but they picked it up a little bit later on. They were just 2 of 10 from the arc. They struggled a bit from outside in that basketball game. Creston, on the other hand, got all their points similarly from three players, as Briar Evans had 13, 9 for Trey Thompson, and 8 for Colby Taylor in that contest. Second time they played was exactly a month later on February the 8th in Atlantic. Trojans got off to a little bit better start. They were up 21-18 at the end of the at the halftime intermission, and then they were able to elevate that score a little bit in the third quarter. In a 11-7 fourth quarter, they won it 47-38. Dalton Franken had a dozen points and 10 rebounds in the game. Sam Markham had 14 points, 5 steals in that contest, and also Stuart Hoig had 5 points, 10 rebounds, and Chad Christensen had 9 points in that contest and 7 assists for the Trojans. So some pretty good numbers in that contest for Atlantic, despite the fact that they really only played a few players. There was only 6 players that saw the floor in that contest. For Creston that night, Trey Thompson had 9, Ryan Cook had 9. Nobody hit double digits. Colby Taylor had 5 points in that ball game for Creston. And one of the things, Chris, I noticed when looking through the numbers here between these two teams the first 2 times they played, Colby Taylor is the leading scorer on the season. He's about 6'6". He's a decent outside shooter. I mean, he's a kid who can do a lot of different things. He's their leading scorer on the year. He averages about 13 a game. He's had 13 total points in the 2 games against Atlantic. 8 the first time, 5 the second time. Trojans have done a pretty nice job, and that's pretty much been a one-on-one matchup between him and Dalton Franken. Trojans play almost exclusively man-to-man, and they do it very well. And you see some of those individual battles being won by the Trojans in all these ball games.
Yeah, that's certainly the case, and it's a big-time help of a reason why they've been able to win these tight games here throughout the season, and their defense has kept them in a lot of games throughout the year. Well, the Knights have been, the scoring has been tough to come by, exactly like the first 2 times these teams played. The defense really carried the team to be able to get them the opportunity to shut down some of those tough players and also get the steals when they needed to get some easy points to be able to pull off some victories. So that's a look at the first 2 times these teams played. About ready to be introduced here to the crowd. We'll take a quick break, come back, get you introductions. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Pizza Ranch at Atlantic serves their mile-long buffet from 11 until 1:30 and 5 until 8 o'clock every day. They have a large salad bar, wide range of pizzas including dessert pizza and chicken and mashed potatoes, along with lots of other good fixins. The Pizza Ranch, located at the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza in Atlantic. Rusty Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Rust family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa and downtown Harlan as well. Rusty himself for over 37 years fixing and selling boots. He's the only one you need to know. Rusty Shoe Repair, downtown Harlan. Wickman Chemical wants you to maximize your corn and soybean fields. Book your insecticides, fungicides, and aerial application today. Returns have never been higher. Call Wickman Chemical at 243-7739. That's 243-7739.
Welcome back here to Glenwood High School. We're going to get to introductions now here for these two teams as Atlantic takes on Creston here in a boys' district final action here tonight. And starting off here with the road squad, the visitors on the slate here tonight, even though, of course, we're playing on a neutral floor, would be the Creston Panthers. Their head coach, Billy Hyatt, they're 19-3 on the season overall, and here's their starting five. Trey Thompson, the 6'2 senior, also number 23, Colby Taylor, the 6'6 senior. Number 25, Kanan Summers, the 5'11 senior. Number 31, Lucas Neitzel, the 6'2 senior. And number 41, Briar Evans, the 6'4 senior. That's your starting lineup there for the Creston Panthers.
Panthers led, as I mentioned earlier, by Colby Taylor. He averages just a little under 13 points a game. Luke Neitzel averaging 11 points a game. Neitzel shooting 56% from the floor. As a team, they shoot 49% from the floor, 39% from the arc, and 67% from the free throw line. Taylor hits on 79% of his threes, or of his free throws, rather. Neitzel leads them in both rebounds and steals on the season. Kanan Summers is their leading assist man on the year.
Let's look at the Panthers. For the Atlantic Trojans, head coach Steve Blazek, they're 21-1 on the season. Here's their starting five here tonight. Number 14, Sam Markham, the 6'2 senior. Number 20, Chad Christensen, the 6'2 senior. Number 30, Stuart Hoig, the 6'2 senior. Number 32, Dalton Franken, the 6'6 senior. And number 44, Harrison Hoig, the 6'2 senior. That's your starting five for the Trojans.
Well, 3 averaging double digits. Dalton Franken leading the way, averaging 16 a game. He shoots 50-plus percent from the floor and 72% from the free throw line. Sam Markham averages a dozen a game. Chad Christensen, 11 a game. Stuart Hoig, about 9 a game. as they're all pretty good free throw shooters for the most part. The Trojans shoot 44% from the floor, 32% from the arc, and 67% from the free throw line. Franken leads them in rebounding. Markham and Christensen are tough. They both have 68 steals. It's hard to get the ball past those kids. Sam's also blocked 20 shots, and Chad leads the world in assists with 121. He's had a great year dishing the ball.
Yeah, that's the second consecutive season. Christensen's been one of the top assist men in the state, and we'll look for him to hopefully feel well here tonight and be ready to go here in this contest. The two teams have been introduced here to the crowd, and we're ready now this evening to listen in for our national anthem.
Oh, can you see my love song is laying high? What so proudly we hailed at the Christ has gleaming, whose cross traps and bright stars through the death of love's fire, for the rain.
National anthem taken care of here this evening. Glenwood student is singing an anthem for us here tonight, and we're about ready to get going with basketball here as Atlantic will take on Creston here, and big important game here. These two teams have played twice already, and it's been fun both times. I expect nothing less here this time. The intensity should be terrific in this game tonight.
Yeah, district final, no sense holding back now.
It's win or go back home and turn in that jersey. And there's a bunch of seniors on that Atlantic Trojan roster that don't want that to happen here tonight. About ready to tap things up here. Atlantic will be in their home white uniforms with the black lettering and the black and gold trim. And for the Creston Panthers, in the road black uniforms with the red lettering and the red and white trim. Ball up in the center circle, a tap on the way, and it's going to be won here by Creston. They'll start off with the basketball here first, and they'll have it out top into the hands here. Left side, they get it off to Trey Thompson. Trey Thompson will kick it back up top now into the hands. They work it around the perimeter. Evans had it. Now it's back out front, and Kanan Summers will reset over to Taylor. Taylor now down low to Neitzel. He gets behind the defense, but he lost the handle on it, and Sam Markham steals it away.
You know, Markham just being in the neighborhood makes people nervous.
So a steal there and a quick turnover here early on for the Panthers. Pass now right side here for Dalton Franken. 7:22 to go here in the ballgame. Just opening up. First offensive possession, and Sam Markham sneaks away on the right side for a baseline jumper, and he knocks it down. Good start for the Trojans. 2-0 here early on. Up top now, it's going to be Summers dribbling right side, working against Chad Christensen. Pack up top now. They get it in the hands of Taylor. Taylor now off to Trey Thompson. Thompson working out front will drive right side. They cut him off there. They do the switch. Christensen gets on him. Now they try to pass down low, and Harrison Hoig are going to call him for the reach around here against Briar Evans, and Hoig will pick up the foul. That'll be the first against either squad here, and we'll inbound underneath. Inbound will come underneath here from Colby Taylor. They get it up top in the hands of Summers. Kanan Summers with the basketball. Goes right side over to Evans. Evans a dribble. A bounce pass inside. Neitzel working against Markham. Gets around him and gets a nice bucket off the glass.
That's two good athletes going straight at one another.
2-2. 6:36 left to go here first quarter. We're just underway here tonight in basketball at Glenwood High School. Atlantic and Creston squaring off. Up top now it's into the hands here of Stuart Hoig. Now back to Christensen. Trojans working from left to right here as we sit on the opposite side of the scorer's table. Pass and a shot that was partially tipped away. And it's going to be touched by Harrison Hoig before he could try to save it, as it was well short on the shot by Markham after the tip. And now Creston gets the ball back here. Inbound pass will come from underneath and a 5-second call. They couldn't find anybody open. Neitzel falls to the floor. And it's going to be taken away now here. The Trojans get it back.
That's good off-the-ball defense by the Trojans. They did a nice job covering everybody up and switching.
Inbound now will come from underneath. They'll lob it into Franken. Franken will work his way down inside against Taylor. Jumps one up, no good. Rebound to Evans. And Preston gets it back. Neitzel out top with it. We'll hand it off now here to Trey Thompson. Trey Thompson out top. Man-to-man pressure here, as usual, by the Trojans. Neitzel hangs on to it. Now off to Evans. Left side, they go to Thompson. Thompson looking inside. Now back up top, Summers. He'll drive inside the lane. Late pass across to Neitzel. Baseline drive and layup good. Neitzel got around the defense that time again, and it's now 4-2 Panthers. Up the floor, Chad Christensen out front. Will pick up his, almost picked up his dribble for a moment. Now decides to back it back out. They'll get a double screen out high. Decided to cross over, go right with it. Now hanging on to it, off to Hoig. Now left side, Markham. He pump fakes. Pass up top to Franken. Franken pulls the trigger on a three. Rattles off, no good. Rebound fought for him. Going to have a foul underneath. And I believe Luke Neitzel is going to hit the foul here, fighting for the rebound. And that is the case. Luke Neitzel picks up his first team foul here against the Panthers.
Well, this particular officiating crew, you're going to see a fairly tightly called ball game tonight.
Pass up top into the hands of Christensen. He'll reset the offense here. Screen, he'll go left this time. All the way in, spins. Nice move to get in there and floats one up and in. Chad Christensen the bucket, and it's tied at 4. 5 minutes to go here, opening period. Across the timeline, it's Summers with the basketball out front. He'll get a screen. He'll go right side. They switch on him. Markham now on him. Back up top, Taylor. He gets open for a three as they screen for him. Missed the shot, though. The rebound comes down to Markham.
That was an odd-looking shot. It hit off the side of the rim from up the top of the arc.
Markham, left side pass over to Stuart Hoig. Pump fake, drive baseline. In there. Muscles one up, no good. And the rebound is going to be taken down by Neitzel. And we're going to have Harrison Hoig whistled for a reach-in foul.
That's his second, and the Trojans really didn't need that.
Number two on Hoig. And we'll see. And he is going to check out right away. It's going to be Jared Folk coming up off the bench. Folk, the 6'2 senior, will check in to replace him. 4:38 to go in the quarter. Inbound pass. Creston gets it in. Taylor has it. Working against the pressure. Over to Summers. Summers now will dribble across the timeline, and they'll set it up. Summers gets a double screen out high. Christensen fights over the top of the screen, though. Pass now off to Taylor. He'll pump fake, take a couple of dribbles, pick it up, throw it inside. It's tipped, almost stolen away. Markham got a hand on it, but couldn't quite save it.
Nice quick move by Markham. It looked like he was going to have a nice screen and roll down below there and have an opportunity to get to the basket, but he closed quickly.
Inbound pass will be lobbed inside. They get it into Neitzel, and everybody left him alone, and he gets an easy bucket. He's got all 6 points here, and it's 6-4. Panthers leading. Christensen will walk it up the floor. Pass left side here to Sam Markham. Markham hanging on to it. Now off to Franken. Franken back to Markham. Markham on the left wing. Back up top it goes now here to Stuart Hoig, and he traveled with it. A little bit too strong of a pump fake as he caught the pass. Second turnover here for the Trojans, and Preston gets it back here. They'll inbound on the sideline. Inbound pass will come to Thompson. Right back to Taylor. Taylor. They trap him as he gets towards midcourt. Almost stolen away. Stuart Hoy came from the backside, got the basketball, but he dribbled it right along the sideline, and Creston gets another chance here. Inbound pass. They throw it into the backcourt to Summers, and he'll bring it across as the Trojans back off on the pressure. Right side pass over to Evans. Evans, bounce pass down underneath. Thompson, back outside. Taylor, he'll drive inside. Force his way in. Got away with steps, but missed the shot anyways. Rebound to Franken. He'll run the floor. Franken drives inside. Late pass over to Folk. He's open. Baseline jumper. A little bit too strong. Rebound. Markham. Put back up and good. Sam Markham there to save the day that time, and it's 6-6. Up the floor now. Thompson breaks pressure here for the Panthers. He'll cross over, go in the lane. Dump it off late to Summers, curling around. Missed the shot underneath. Rebound tapped around, and Franken comes away with it. Up ahead to Markham. He'll run up the floor, but then slow it down. Didn't have an advantage there. And now Christensen back up front. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. We're tied at 6 apiece. Up top now, Folk inside. Franken gets behind the defense, goes to the rack, gets the lay-in.
That was a good, strong move down the left side of the lane by Dalton Franken. That was not an easy pass.
8-6 now your score. Trojans retake a two-point lead. Summers out front with it. We'll throw it left side into the hands now here of Thompson. Trey Thompson, pass inside, and Polk's going to get called for the reach-around foul. They're trying to block the pass away from Neitzel.
I think we've established by now that you can't reach around down there when you're standing flat-footed. That's three fouls, and they've all come against the Trojans pretty much in the same fashion.
And Neitzel, they're really working him down low here early in this game. And he is going to inbound this time. Going to have a substitution here for them as well, as they'll bring in Jay Wolf here into the contest. Pass in inbound, and they try to get it back down to Neitzel. It's tipped and stolen. Up the floor, Christensen on the run. In the lane, floater up, no good. Rebound, fought for and taken away by Trey Thompson. Trojans had a chance in transition that time. Christensen just a little bit off on the shot. Up the floor now. They'll throw it off here to Neitzel. Neitzel working around. A 6'4 sophomore Wolf in there. Evans is going to pull up and take a three on the outside, and he hits it.
That was an odd-looking shot. He shot that on the way down after his jump.
9-8 is your score now here, as a one-point lead is taken here by the Creston Panthers. Up the floor now into the hands here of Stuart Hoig. Hoig will throw it inside here to Franken. He'll drive right side. Float one up off the glass, and that rattles off no good. They're going to call the foul on the floor, though, before the shot. So we'll inbound underneath here. Foul going to be whistled here against Colby Taylor. That'll be his first. Second team foul here against the Panthers. Evans going to check out now here, as they'll bring into the ball game here the big man Ryan Cook, the 6'8 senior. Inbound up top to Franken. He'll drive right side. Go all the way. Float one off the glass. It's good. And now they're going to save the foul on the floor first. That's surprising. He was already in the motion of getting up with that shot, but they're not going to give it to him. And the foul going to be whistled against Colby Taylor. So back-to-back against Taylor on Franken, and he'll go to the bench. Evans right back in there. So both teams with a player on the bench with two fouls. Harrison Hoig for the Trojans and Colby Taylor for the Panthers. Up top now off the inbound, Trojans will set up high. Trailing by one, it's 9-8 Creston. 1:38 left to go, opening quarter. Christensen pulls up for a three at the top of the key, and he hits it. Well, he was feeling all right on that shot, and he knocks it down, and now we've got a delay here with the ball being batted around after the shot was made, and they'll blow the whistle here to stop it for a moment to get it inbounded. 1:31 left to go here in the opening quarter. It's 11-9 now. Trojans back on top. Across the timeline, Thompson with it. We'll get a screen out high. He'll stop and fire up a three ball as they went behind the screen. He missed it, though. Rebound pulled down by Evans. He'll flip it back out to Neitzel. Neitzel, a pass inside, and it's off the hands of the big man, Ryan Cook. He couldn't quite handle that pass.
Oh, a 6'8" senior had that ball right in his mitts. He was going to be able to turn and just lay that one home, and that was a break for the Trojans there.
Inbound pass now here as Markham will bring it up this time. Down to 105 left to go in the quarter. Markham driving right side as they clear out for him. He falls away as he puts one up and knocks it off the glass and in as he falls down.
Yeah, I remember when I used to be able to do that. I was sleeping at the time.
Great play by Sam Markham. 13-9 now, Trojans. Back the other direction here. Into the hands of Wolf. He'll pass it up top to Neitzel. Now Thompson has it on the right side. Thompson looking, waiting, picks up his dribble, kicks it across now to Wolf. Wolf. Back over now here to Thompson. 34 seconds left to go in the quarter. Creston working it around outside. Wolf looks down low. Nobody home. Picks up his dribble. Now needs some help. Bounce pass off to Neitzel. Good tough defense by the Trojans right now. Back outside. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Left side, Neitzel. Down to 14 seconds on the clock. He's hanging on to it. Now passes it back to Thompson. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Still calling out some signals here. 6 seconds they'll go. Thompson drives left side. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Back up top. 2 seconds. Back to Thompson. He'll fire a very long three, and he hits it at the buzzer. Boy, a great defensive possession for the Trojans. Ends in a three for the Panthers as they throw it up in desperation. 13-12 your score here after one. We'll take a break. Back with the second quarter in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home.
Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Miller Realty Services. Call them for land brokerage buying and selling. They're certified land appraisers and travel all of southwest Iowa to the Missouri River and the Missouri line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459.
Jim Field, Chris Barks back with you here in Glenwood. Tonight, Glenwood High School, beautiful facility and a beautiful ball game so far. 13-12, Atlantic leading Glenwood as we start the second quarter. Trojans have the basketball first as Christensen dumps it for Stuart Hoig here on the right perimeter. Hoig working the perimeter now with the basketball, leaves it out top for Jared Falk. Hulk in the ball game because Harrison Hoig picked up two quick fouls. They bounce feed it down low. Dalton Franken, left side, gets fouled as he turns and elevates to go to the basket on the short little chip shot. And he gets fouled underneath. He'll get two free throws. That foul going to be whistled against Jay Wolf, and that'll be his first. Trojans were back and forth with the Panthers in the first quarter before Chad Christensen put them up with a 3-11-9. They extended the lead to 13-9. Before the buzzer-beating three by Trey Thompson at the end of the first quarter, made it a one-point game. Franken makes the first free throw. Here comes his second. That's good also. So Wolf with the foul. Franken makes him pay with a couple of free throws. Trojans have a three-point lead. It's 15-12. Up the floor now comes Thompson as he'll dribble it across the timeline. Trojans work man on man. They try to screen Hoig off. He stays with it. Thompson picks up the dribble here on the left side, dumps it out top. Long three ball coming from Wolf. No good. Got his own rebound. Stops off the dribble left side and now dumps it out. Kanan Summers with the basketball out high. He'll run the show. Summers leaves it now for Neitzel here left wing. Neitzel guarded this time by Christensen. He'll dump it here into the corner. Student section up on their feet. Can't hardly see this near corner. They work the ball into Neitzel out top. He'll drive the right side. The fall away blocked by Christensen, but a foul. Christensen picks up his first. That is team foul number four against the Trojans. That'll send Luke Neitzel to the free throw line. I'm not sure Neitzel had a real decent look that time. He was falling away from the basket. Now his free throw here is up and good.
It was a decent job by Christensen to try to get up there and contest it, but just a little bit off there. It doesn't take much to get that contact if you miss a block.
One more free throw here from Luke Neitzel, the 6'2 senior, and the second one is good as well. That dances home. One-point game again, 15-14 Trojans. 7 minutes left to go, second quarter. Christensen across the timeline now for the Trojans. He works it right side, working on Summers. Hesitates, drive stops, looks low. They're trying to get it inside to Frank and can't find him. Now across the way it goes to Markham. Markham will bring it back out top on the dribble. And he'll direct traffic over on that left side. As he picks up the dribble, the bounce feed, Franken, turnaround, baseline jumper, good. Dalton Franken knocks down the two-point basket from about 16 feet along the left baseline. It's 17-14 Trojans. 6.5 minutes left to go here before halftime. Summers out top, hesitates. Well, it looks like he's carrying that ball here near side as he hesitates and dribbles back. Now he leaves it out top. Trey Thompson with a basketball. Thompson hesitates, goes left side, looking low, finds Neitzel on the block. He curls, jumps in, and they got a traveling violation. I think he got scared on the backside help defense there as he got around Polk and thought he had a clean look, and he took that little extra step.
Yeah, just one extra step. Like I said, it's kind of like something was in his mind there that time. He was thinking twice about what he was going to do.
It's kind of an awkward thing when you do that little hop step. You got to land with both feet on the floor, and you can't move after that. Frank in front court now for the Trojans. Drives right baseline. He'll stop and fire up a shot. And they're going to call an offensive foul. I'm not sure what for.
That's not a good call. But
they're going to hit him with an offensive foul as he came off the dribble. He really wasn't even being guarded very closely.
Usually you see a player really extend their elbow or something to get some big advantage. But he really didn't do that. He kind of had that arm out in front of him, but it wasn't much contact.
6 minutes to go, second quarter. 17-14, Atlantic with a three-point lead. Summers picks up his dribble in the backcourt. He's lucky. He gets it ahead and out of Wolf to break pressure. Now Thompson here on the right side, left side, rather. Thompson looking out top to Neitzel. Great one-on-one matchup there, Neitzel and Markham. Markham with a hand in his face. Neitzel tries to drive, gets caught, dumps it low for Wolf. His shot blocked and a foul call underneath. Every time somebody stops and elevates, if there's a hand anywhere nearby with this officiating crew, you will get a whistle. They are very consistent, and they will call everything.
I guess, you know, at least the players, if they can understand that, will know what the situation is here throughout the ballgame.
That was against Sam Markham. That's his first. And at the free throw line and missing the first one is Jay Wolf. Is that rattled in and out? One more try here for Wolf. Trojans lead by three. Wolf trying to make it a two-point game, and he can't. He misses. Franken gets the rebound. Christensen will bring it up the floor now. 5.5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. 17-14. Trojans on top with the basketball. Christensen gets the screen out top. Steps back, fires up a three ball, no good. Rebound down low is yanked down by Evans for Creston. He'll fire it up ahead quickly to Thompson. Thompson wants to run. Right side, they get it to Neitzel, and he'll take it right to the basket for the lay-in. Neitzel already in double digits now. He's got 10 points. And it's 17-16, Atlantic leading by a one. 5:05 left in the second quarter. Markham left side, well off the circle. He'll leave it out top for Franken. Franken turns to drive, dumps it off now here, right side for Hoy. Stewart curls around the left side, bounce speed low. That's Hoy, basket good on the foul. Jared Fulk hesitated a bit, took that pass off the bounce in the lane, was able to lean left and float it in from just a few feet away, and he got fouled. He'll get a free throw, try to make this a three-point play. Kanan Summers picks up the foul call. 19-16 Trojans, and Fulk at the line misses, and it stays 19-16. Up the floor now, Trojans by three. Creston with the basketball. 4:45 left to go here in the quarter. Here in the left corner, they dump it down low. Posting underneath and banking one up and in is Breyer Evans, 6'4 senior. Makes it a one-point game once again now, 19-18 the score. Trojans front court, Stuart Hoy here on the right side. Leaves it out top now for Franken. Cross to Markham. Christensen now left corner. Out top, Stuart Hoig. He's open. Elevates. The three is good. Stuart Hoig, everybody contributing offensively now for the Trojans. As Stuart knocks one down, and it's 22-18, a four-point lead for Atlantic. 4:05 left in this first half as Breyer Evans works the left side of the arc, drives the lane, leans in, and bumps Jared Fulk out of the way with his chest and banks that one in off the back of the rim, and it's 22-20. Franken back to front court. Fall away, left elbow. That's good. Carlton Franken feeling it now. He's got 8 points and it's 24-20 Trojans.
Now he's knocking down shots like that with confidence. It's a good sign for the Trojans.
Trojans by four. Summers out top of the dribble. Right side. Dumps it out top now for Neitzel. Drives the lane. The one-hand floater up and good. Luke Neitzel showing off the athleticism in the lane. He's got a dozen. It's 24-22. He's single-handedly keeping Creston in the ballgame. 3:20 to go in the first half. Christensen looks to fake the handoff. Now he'll take it himself to the baseline. His quick one-hand push is no good, but he got pushed on the hip. And the foul is going to be whistled down low against the Panthers. That's going to go against Breyer Evans. And that will be the first on Evans. Christensen will inbound. Markham here right wing. Dumps it out top for Stuart Hoig. Stuart going to drive the left side. He'll dump it low for Fulk. Back outside it goes to Stuart. And he'll bring it back out. Harrison Hoig's on the bench. He picked up two quick fouls, and he's been sitting there a while now. Almost an entire quarter. Christensen left side now to Stuart Hoig. Stuart well off the arc. Out top it comes to Franken. Franken to the free throw line. Jumps in. Dump us up. No good off the glass. But he did get fouled as he worked his way down low. That'll be Jay Wolf picking up the foul. That is his second. That's team foul number 7 now against the Panthers also. This is a shooting foul anyway, but from here on, the Trojans will be at the line here in this first half. We have 2:55 to go. Franken's first free throw try is good.
That was a great strong move there by Franken. You can tell that he really right now has some drive behind him to really take it to the rack. He's done that a couple of times, really working strong and fighting off defenders to get there to get the shot.
Jared Fulk will take a seat now as Ben Nelson checks in for the first time, so the Trojans go a little bit smaller. Nelson more of a guard type, Fulk more of a low post type. Second free throw good by Franken, and the Trojans have upped the lead now again to four. It's 26-22. Neitzel will bring it ahead this time in the backcourt. So working across the timeline outside. Hesitates, tries to drive against Markham, and it... Wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. And we're going to call that kind of a game tonight. That should have been a traveling against Neitzel as he shuffled the feet, taken off on the run. Instead, they're going to hit Sam Markham with a foul.
Wow. That's one of those you
lean in as far as you can and try to hope you have some resistance there to hold yourself up. And yeah, he was walking with it.
Well, there was hardly any contact at all. And that'll put the Trojans, or put the Panthers in the bonus now. Neitzel goes to the line and hits the front end. That's the seventh team foul against Atlantic. Well, we were told before the game who the officials were, so we immediately knew what we were going to get. It was going to be a tightly called game. You just have to adapt. Second one by Neitzel is also good. He makes them both. And Neitzel couldn't be playing any better here in the first half.
He's got Panthers on his shoulders right now.
26-24, Atlantic leading. 2:38 left to go in this first half. Christensen to the front court for Markham. Back out top to Christensen. Christensen left side, dumps it off for Nelson. Nelson will run it out high and leave it here for Franken. Right side it goes now to Markham in the right corner. Markham looks at the three, won't take it quite yet. Now he'll step it back out on the dribble. He'll lob it low, and that's not a good pass. It was meant for Stuart Hoy, but there was a lot of black jerseys there. Now up the floor is Neitzel with it. Neitzel, bounce feed down low. Wolf cutting across the lane is open and lays it in. I checked that. Brian Evans with a basket. And we're tied at 26 with 2:05 left to go here in this first half. Trojans up the floor once again. Franken out top. Right side Markham. Markham looks low. Now out top it goes to Nelson. Ben leaves it here to Markham on the right side. Christensen out top. Left side. Franken elevates. The three is good.
Big shot.
Franken a couple of feet outside the arc. Rolls it around. And it's a three-point Trojan lead. 29-26. Front court now. Neitzel right side for the Panthers. Out top to Summers. A minute 30 left to go in the half. Trey Thompson across again to Neitzel. Bounce feed to the high post. Knocked away and stolen. Bad, lazy pass that time. Knocked away by the Trojan. Stuart Hoig comes up with a steal. Hoig takes it across the timeline now as he'll set the offense to the left side. Looking for some help. He'll leave it for Dalton Franken. A minute 10 to go here in this first half. Trojans by three. Franken going one-on-one against Neitzel. Stops. Fall away. Left side. Won't go. Dances off the rim. Rebounded by Trey Thompson. Panthers had numbers down deep. Now they throw it late. Throw it away. Where's the foul on Neitzel? He just clobbered Stuart Hoig from behind and no whistle on the long baseball pass up the floor. And now the Trojans come away with the basketball and bring it to the front court.
Yeah, they lost him. He was wide open before that. They just threw it too late.
Stuart Hoig here, right side, steps back. He'll elevate. That's off the mark. Bad shot off the side of the rim. Long rebound taken over there by Evans. 35 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Trojans lead by three. Panthers have the basketball. Summers to the front court in the center circle with it. And they may hang for the last shot as he's just dribbling by himself out near the center circle. We're down to 20 seconds remaining. Now to the right side it goes. Wolf off the dribble. 15 seconds left. Now to Trey Thompson in the center circle again. We're down to 10 seconds. Thompson right side, working it ahead slowly. Now tries to drive, cut off. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Neitzel right wing, steps inside, fires from 18. That's good. And that'll do it here at the end of the half. Luke Neitzel. It's only fitting that he knocked down the last shot of this half. He's hit darn near all of them here for the Panthers. 29-28. Atlantic leads by one as we have reached the end of half number one in this boys' Class 3A district final here in Glenwood tonight. Trojans with a 29-28 lead over the Panthers. We'll take a timeout and tell you a little bit more here at halftime in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Steinbeck & Sons, for all your fertilizer, propane, seed, and farm chemical needs, or help with planting crops, Steinbeck & Sons is a locally owned company, so you are buying from someone you know. Just 6 miles east of Griswold and a half mile south. Give them a call at 712-778-4557. When you're needing welding or repairs on cast, aluminum, or stainless steel, give Adair Machine Shop a call. They can help you with the small jobs to the big jobs. Adair Machine Shop at 209 Audubon Street in Adair. Call 641-742-3628. Berggren Real Estate and Auction for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at berggrenrealestateandauction.com or give them a call at 712-778-2242.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at halftime in Glenwood tonight where the Rams are nowhere to be found. the Trojans and the Panthers are, however, and they are really duking it out here tonight. 29-28 is our halftime score. Atlantic has the one-point advantage over the Panthers here in this Class 3A district final. And it's starting to shape up like one of those other two games that we saw these two teams play already this year. As the two teams played to a one-point game at halftime the first time they played, and it was a three-point game at half the second time they played. And it's a one-point game right now here in Glenwood. And Luke Neitzel having a great first half here for the Panthers. He's 4-for-4 from the line. He's got 16 points here in the half, and he is nearly single-handedly keeping Creston around in the basketball game here this evening.
Yeah, it's one of those games where you knew in the first two times these teams played, you knew that Luke Neitzel was that kind of athlete that he could, you know, be a kind of a game-changing impact player, but you just didn't really see it the first couple of times that the teams matched up. And here tonight you're seeing that and then some. He's single-handedly keeping his team on his back right now, being very aggressive going to the basket. He's done a very good job as well of working his way into the paint a lot here tonight down low, and they've been forcing the ball to him down on the block, especially early on. They were doing a great job of forcing the ball down inside to him, and he was doing a good job of getting himself shots. One of those players that's kind of taken over the ball game a little bit, especially on that end of the floor.
Well, of course, he's a good athlete, too, so he's able to create. And that's why I say I'm really enjoying watching the one-on-one matchup. Atlantic plays almost exclusively man-to-man, and when we're on defense, it's Markham on Neitzel, and that's just a fun matchup to watch because both these kids are so athletic and so athletically skilled. They can do so many different things, and it's been fun to watch them be creative, especially on Neitzel's part here in the first half. He's had more offensive opportunities here early in this contest tonight. The Trojans found themselves behind a few times in the first quarter. Creston had a couple, they had a few two-point leads here in the first quarter. Atlantic took the lead at 11-9 when Chad Christensen knocked down a three-pointer, and they have led ever since, anywhere from 1 to 3 points. But the Trojans are unable to run away here in this first half from the Creston Panthers, as we kind of expected, because as we said, the two times previously these two teams played each other this year, it was pretty much the same thing. The two teams played close until the fourth quarter when things started to stretch out a little bit, and that's kind of where we are right now. So 29-28, Atlantic leading Creston by one here at intermission. We'll take a timeout and get you some numbers when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold services all makes, all models. They also do tire sales. They have aluminum and steel trailers and car and utility trailers for sale, too. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold is open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointments. Call 712-778-2126. Chris Friend Sales, LLC, is the locally owned Lester Builders, offering high-quality Lester brand-name buildings. They stand behind their work to make sure the owner is happy and satisfied. Give Chris Friend a call at 712-254-0799. And Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs treats hundreds of injured athletes every year with their free walk-in sports injury clinic. They're open Saturdays from 8:30 to 10 a.m. or weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. Log on to www.millerortho.com for more information.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Glenwood tonight. 29-28, Atlantic with the lead over Creston here at the intermission in his boys' Class 3A district final. The winner of this ball game wins the district title and gets to move on to the sub-state round Monday night, and they haven't determined the site. It depends on who's playing whom in that sub-state final Monday night. The winner of this game will play the winner of the Harlan-Carroll matchup, which is being played tonight up in Denison. And, Chris, you got some score updates for us?
Yeah, that game you're just talking about, Carroll leads at the half by 22-20 over Harlan. Also, some other games in Class 1A. At halftime, it's Villisca leading Sydney 25-20. Riverside is up on Underwood 24-19. And after one quarter play earlier tonight, Guthrie Center was trailing Ankeny Christian 16-11.
Okay, so some updates there. The one that folks here are concerned with, Carroll 22-20 over Harlan at halftime. And again, that these two teams here are battling to play the winner of that game on Monday night in the sub-state final for the right to have a chance to qualify for the state basketball championship. So it's a big contest there tonight as well. Let's take a look at some of the numbers for you here at halftime for the Atlantic Trojans. They were led by Dalton Franken. He's got 13 points here in the first half. 13 for Franken, a team-high total. Sam Markham has 6 in the first half. Chad Christensen's chipped in 5. Stuart Hoig has 3. And Jared Folk off the bench with a couple of points here in this first half. Trojans 4 of 5 from the free throw line in the first half. For the Panthers offensively, just three players have put points on the board here in this first half of play. Lucas Neitzel with 16 points has the game-high number already. Neitzel, who averages about 11 a game, already 5 over that number here in the first half of the basketball game. Briar Evans also has had a pretty good first half. He's got 9 points, and then 3 for Trey Thompson on that late basket at the end of the first quarter. So that's your totals there. 4 of 6 from the free throw line for the Panthers. The two teams couldn't hardly be any more even than they are. Each team has 11 field goals and 4 free throws. The only difference is Atlantic's got 3 threes and the Panthers have 2. There's your 1-point difference in the contest.
Yeah, and really similar turnover-wise, too. I've got Creston down for 6 and Atlantic just for 3 true turnovers there in the first half. So, pretty tight in that regard, but you can see how magnified those do become, though, when you do make those mistakes. But, how big are a couple of shots have been here so far, and a couple of threes that stick out in my mind. The 3 at the end of the quarter, which, may consider a lucky basket, but it really made a big difference for Trey Thompson there at the end of the first, and then the big 3 by Dalton Franken to break the tie when Creston had rallied to tie it back up. That gave the Trojans back a little bit of momentum here before the halftime break. But, yeah, it's back and forth. You're tossing a coin right now.
29-28 here at halftime. Fouls, they were kind of an issue in the first half to the extent that Harrison Hoig spent much of the first half on the bench after he picked up 2 quick fouls. Sam Markham also picked up 2 in the first half. Jay Wolf and Colby Taylor each picked up 2 for the Panthers in the first half of the contest here tonight as well. And as we've already kind of documented here in this first half, it's a tightly called ball game so far. We knew that was going to be the case here tonight. So hopefully the players adapting just a little bit. We'll see how that plays down the stretch here. Two teams back on the floor. We'll take this time out. Chris will have the third quarter for you. When we come back, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM, All Sports Boosters Association. BHS Services. Call them for all your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, geothermal loops, and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187. Friendship Home, offering skilled, intermediate, and residential care and outpatient rehabilitation, where the staff is committed to providing quality, caring, and professional service. Get peace of mind knowing you made a wise decision with the Friendship Home in Audubon. New handbags and wallets have arrived at the Handbag Ranch in Atlantic, and more are coming in weekly. Stop in and see their wide selection, along with their fragrances and jewelry. Handbag Ranch, located at 9 West 4th Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Glenwood High School here tonight as we continue on here with our coverage here this evening between the Atlantic Trojans and the Creston Panthers. And we're getting back to action here in just a moment. Both teams are back on the sidelines getting their final instruction here from their respective benches. And we'll see them both get ready for basketball here once again. It's a 1-point game here at half, 29-28. The lead here, a slim one for the Atlantic Trojans after the first half of play. Both teams are back out on the floor here, and it looks like we'll see the regular starting 5 here for both squads. Atlantic sending Markham, Christensen, Franken, and Hoigs out onto the floor here to start the second half. And Creston will start with the basketball. It's into the hands of Kanan Summers. Summers will start off with it. Summers, Trey Thompson, Luke Neitzel, Briar Evans, and Colby Taylor out on the floor, the starting 5 here for the Panthers. A step-aside 3 there by Taylor. Missed it. Tapped out into the hands of Neitzel. He's right there to clean it up with a bucket and regain the lead here early for the Panthers. Just underway here in the second half. First offensive possession now for the Trojans. They're now working from right to left here as we look opposite side of the scorer's table. Right side dribble here by Christensen. Nice pass down inside by Hoig. Foul underneath, and it's going to be whistled against Trey Thompson as Hoig tried to turn around and go up for the shot.
It was nice they tried to work Harrison Hoig in right away here in this second half. He's been so much, well, about a quarter and a half on the bench after those two quick fouls in the first half, that it's nice to try to get him back into the flow and feel part of the game again.
So that first free throw up on the way now here for Hoig, and he knocks it down. That'll tie the ball game at 30 apiece. One more coming now here for Harrison Hoig. Hoig steps up, in and out on the second try, so we'll stay tied. Preston the rebound, they'll bring it up the floor. Summers has it out front. Crossing over here, kicks it right side in the hands of Taylor. Down inside, now to Evans, backing down. He'll kick it into the hands of Neitzel. Neitzel pulls up, jumper on the way. Hand in his face, almost got it to go. It rolled out. Trojans just save it. Christensen batting it around, and then Markham ends up saving it before it goes out of bounds. Christensen now into the front court here, calling out some signals. He'll go right side on the dribble. Screen from Franken, right back to Franken here. Now he'll stop, pop it back to Christensen, and screen for him. Right, left side dribble into the lane, spins, kicks it back to Franken. One dribble and back up top to Markham. They'll reset. Christensen back with it, back over to Markham, right side. Looking down low, now to Harrison Hoig. A pump fake, kick over to Stuart Hoig. He lost the handle for a moment, gets it back though. Dribbles it back out top, guarded closely here by Neitzel. Bounce pass to Franken. In traffic, double-team jumper on the way, no good. Rebound into the hands here of the Panthers. Nobody home there for the Trojans. Up the floor now here, and we're going to have a blocking foul called here against Stuart Hoig. He tried to step in against Neitzel on the run, and we're going to have Hoig picking up the foul.
Yeah, he really tried, and it was a pretty good idea, but he was just about a quarter step too slow getting there. The body was still turned, and you're just not going to get that call.
So Stuart Hoig now picks up the foul. First foul here of the half against the Trojans. Now, inbound pass almost thrown away, but Neitzel able to track it down. And he'll hang on to it up top now here for Creston. Outside, Neitzel with it. Dribbling, gets a screen. He'll cross over, go left. Stops, fires one from 14. It's short, rebound in the hands of Stuart Hoig. Up on the run, Markham now will go left side with it. He'll stop, thought about the three, but kicks it off to Franken instead. Now over to Christensen, right wing. Christensen, a drive, kick out to Markham outside. Long three on the way. Off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Taylor. Now up the floor quickly. Thompson, a nice pass in transition to Briar Evans, who ran the floor. Nobody kept up with him, and he gets the easy layup on the other end. 32-30, Panthers with the lead. Trojans across the timeline. Christensen working out front. He'll dump it off for Markham. Markham dribbling left wing. He'll get a screen here from Franken. He'll stop now, crossover, go baseline in traffic, shot blocked out of bounds by Taylor, and it'll stay with the Trojans underneath. Christensen will inbound here. 5:23 left to go, third quarter. It's 32-30. Creston with the lead here over Atlantic. Inbound pass underneath. Nice job getting it to Harrison Hoig right in stride, and he gets the easy layup. I say easy. He has some contesting there, but he still got it up quickly to get it. Now a steal. Neitzel lost the handle on him. Markham poked it away. Christensen the steal, and then he threw it too far out in front of Markham, but his quickness saves it. Now a flip over to Stuart Hoig, and he'll get fouled as he tries to go up for a shot. He'll go to line to shoot, too. Trey Thompson's going to pick up the foul. That'll be number two on him.
You know, I was just going to say, Chris, that one of the things we haven't really seen from the Trojans is an ability to create offense from defense here in this ballgame. They haven't had any runouts from steals or poked, you know, hands knocking balls away. There's an example, though, where they got the chance.
And now the shot up and good here by Stuart Hoig makes the first free throw. Up off the bench now, we're going to see Jay Wolf check back in now here for Creston. The 6'4 sophomore will replace Neitzel. He'll get a breather.
Well, you'd like to make hay with Neitzel on the bench.
Yeah, this is the time to do it, and Lenny's got their starting five out there. Hoig, second free throw, up and good. A couple of big free throws there for Stuart Hoig, and 34-32, your lead back here to Atlantic. And now Taylor got away with a walk. He lost the handle on it, regained it. Now gets it back to Thompson on the other end, and we're going to have a blocking foul as Stuart Hoig once again tried to step in front of the ball handler in the pass in the air as he tried to step in there, and he's going to get called for that one. It'll be his second team foul as well, and Taylor will inbound underneath. Taylor lobs it way out high, tipped away by Christensen and stolen. Christensen on the run, bounce pass to Markham, layup on the other end is good.
Well, just what I was saying earlier, it would be nice to get a few of those easy ones, a couple of runouts here, and there's defense creating offense.
Lazy pass up top, and Chad Christensen there to steal it and convert with the pass to Markham. Now up top now, it's Briar Evans. He'll stop for a three at the top of the key. That's off.
Oh, it's way off.
Way off. I might have got a piece of that out top, too. I wasn't sure who that contested that. They might have got a hand on it. It's going to be Christensen now out front with it on the other end, working against Summers. He'll pick it up, throw it over to Markham, right wing. Up top to Harrison Hoyt. Hoyt back over to Christensen on the left side. Christensen picks up his dribble down to Markham. Baseline, pulls up for the jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound by Thompson. Didn't quite get himself square that time on the shot, and it rolls out. 36-32, Trojans lead. 4 minutes left to go, third quarter. Thompson will drive right side. Markham, good job fighting over the screen. Now a pass down low to Wolf. Guarded closely there by Hoyt. Now a pass thrown away. Wolf tried to kick it back outside to Thompson, and it's going to be a turnover.
And Creston wasting no time getting Luke Neitzel back in the game. We talked about that. It'd be nice to do something with Neitzel on the bench. Trojans scored six straight.
Now a timeout taken here on the floor by Creston. It's a full timeout. 3:51 left to go, third quarter. Trojans lead by four. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Seed Pros South in Griswold is your local Pioneer seed provider. Let John Becker, Mark Van Tiger, and Lee Satoff help you with all of your seed needs. Their goal is your profitability. Give Seed Pros South in Griswold a call at 712-778-4486. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. The dedicated and caring staff works as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door at CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service. Located at 513 Market Street in Audubon.
Back here at Glenwood High School as we head to the final 3:51 of the third quarter. It's a four-point lead for Atlantic, and they have the basketball here. 36-32 the lead. Christensen will run it quickly here in the front court. Hand off to Markham. He'll curl around back up top. He'll drive right side. Kick out. Stuart Hoyg open for three. It's good. Stuart Hoyg with his second triple of the game, and it's a seven-point lead for the Trojans. 39-32. Trojan faithful getting a little riled up here. Pass down to Neitzel on the other end. He'll pull it from 15. It's off the mark. Rebound Franken. Markham now will push it up the floor the other way. Kicks it into the corner here. It's Stuart Hoyg back up top now here to Markham. Markham back across over to Christensen. Now Markham out front. 3:13 left to go in the quarter. Crossover. He goes right side. They clear out for him. He'll stop and pop from 14. Tough shot. No good. Rebound fought for. And we're going to have a foul call here. And it's going to be Harrison Hoyg picking up the foul, trying to fight for that rebound.
Good composure by Harrison, because it would have been real easy to pop off there because
he wanted to.
He was straight up, and he made the official aware of that, but turn and walk away and fight another day.
So Harrison picks up his third with 2:56 left to go in the third quarter. Pass left side now here for Creston on the other end. They're trailing by seven now. Pass down inside Neitzel. He'll try to force his way in against Hoyt. Kicks it out. Thompson the three ball. That's off the mark. Rebound up high, and Harrison Hoyt goes high to get it.
That's how you make your statement after you get a foul called against you didn't like.
Back the other direction, Trojans with possession here, and they'll hand off to Franken out top.
Atlantic on a 9-0 run here since they were down 32-30.
Right side dribble, Franken. He'll go right side all the way to the baseline. Spins, fall away jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound, Briar Evans. Just couldn't get that one. Now Markham tips it away, steals it. It's into the hands of Harrison Hoyg, and now we're going to have a whistle and a foul call here. It's going to be whistled against Creston. Bodies colliding down underneath. And I believe Briar Evans is going to be the one that picks up the foul. It is. He picks up his second.
Sam Markham with good quick movement underneath, but he got undercut after the play and went down. He's going to go to the bench and sit for a little bit.
And he's holding his forehead. He's got a towel up against his forehead. I don't know if he's bleeding or not, but we're going to take a little quick time out here for him. And the Trojans going to talk things over. And it is a little bit of blood, so they're going to go clean that up off the floor as well.
Yeah, they do have a few spots of blood down here underneath the basket. Yeah, it looked like he got undercut from the backside, but he might have taken an elbow there to the forehead, too. Well, the Trojans in a good place right now. This game is far, far from over. But they really made a nice move when Neitzel went out. The Trojans ran off six consecutive points and able to take that lead back. And that's what you really want to do when the other team's main guy walks over and sits on the bench for a little bit. You have to recognize that and just be in attack mode. And the Trojans have done a nice job here in this second half, not being selfish and moving the basketball around, looking for the open opportunities, and everyone's been involved.
Well, and almost right on cue when you mentioned a couple of turnovers would be nice. Trojans got a couple, and they got some easy buckets as Chad Christensen had a nice steal and a pass to Markham that he converted on the other end. And things are just kind of clicking right now here for the Trojans. And Creston, they've had some opportunities, but the shots just aren't falling right now here for them, and that's what's allowed Atlantic here to gain a little bit of a lead. So they're trying to get everything cleaned up off the floor here. They get the towel, the gloves, and all the goodies out to clean things up.
And Arkham's not going to come back out on the floor at this point in time either. They're still working on him over on the bench as Ben Nelson checks in his place.
Trace Peterson, assistant coach over there, working on him, trying to get him taped back up there on that forehead, get that bleeding to stop.
He's the cut man in the corner tonight.
Yeah. Inbound pass will come here to Christensen. He gets a nice move to get on the block. Puts one up off the glass and in. So the Trojans take advantage after the quick break, and it's now 41-32, 9-point lead for Atlantic.
11-0 run here for the Trojans in a real opportune time.
Thompson the pass to Wolf. Now to Taylor. He'll try to answer with the three. It's off the mark. Rebound, Harrison Hoig. He ran out and grabbed it. Off to Christensen now, and the Trojans will walk up here feeling very good about their positioning right now with a good opportunity here of possession as well. Out front, guarding closely is Trey Thompson against Christensen. Christensen will go right side. They back up. He'll take the three. Off the mark. Rebound pulled down there by Wolf. Wolf now off to Taylor. Up the floor quickly to Thompson. Now they go to Evans. They lost him. He'll go baseline. He gets the jumper.
Yeah, that was a nice job by the Trojans. Just back off and let it go. He got the ball too deep. There's no sense committing any kind of a foul and giving them an extra spark.
It has been one downfall for the Trojans tonight. They've lost some players in transition a few times along the baseline. Christensen driving now, crossing over, stops free throw line, off to Franken, elbow jumper good, and we're going to have a foul called on the floor here. The basket will count, and the foul is going to be against Harrison Hoig with the push. And are they going to count the basket?
Yeah, he already signaled the basket was good.
So the bucket from Franken will count, but that's going to be number four on Harrison Hoig. And a timeout's going to be called by head coach Steve Blazek as he wants to talk things over. Just a 30-second timeout. And, of course, maybe an opportunity for him to get Sam Markham back in if they can get him cleaned up, because Harrison Hoig likely going to have to sit here for a while.
You know, Chris, it's interesting to watch the change in Creston since this run by Atlantic. They ran off an 11-straight-point stretch here. And Creston's had some opportunities, but they're out of this. They're in sorts offensively. They're just, the shots aren't falling. They aren't getting good looks. They're creating some. They're giving away turnovers. They're not valuing the basketball right now. It just seems like a different Creston team this last 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, and Luke Neitzel hasn't had the impact in the second half that he was having there in that first half. They just haven't had the same kind of opportunities. He was really trying to force his way inside, off the bounce, and getting them passed down low, and that just hasn't happened either way. Creston will have the ball here after the quick timeout by the Trojans, and it is Sam Markham back into the ballgame. He gets cleaned up. Jared Folk also in there here. Get the pass now in, and off to Neitzel. He'll slice inside, and missed the layup short. Had a good look at it, but just a little bit short on the bounce. He tried to reach back in and steal it, but the Trojans take it away. Markham up the floor now. He'll go right side. Pass over to Christensen. He'll drive baseline. Cut off there. Tuck pass to Stuart Hoig. He's stolen away. Neitzel on the run the other direction. He'll try to cross over. Hands it off on the last moment to Thompson. He missed the layup, though, and the rebound down to Franken.
Just an awkward-looking break that time by the Panthers.
Christensen, left side pass. Markham pump fakes. Now drives in. Flights in the lane. Gets one to dance off the glass and in. Sam Markham. I said flights accidentally, but that's exactly what it looked like. He hovered in the air and let that go off the back of the iron and home. 45-34. Now a quick turnaround on the other end. The basket's going to count, and Taylor's fouled. He'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. They got it down low to Colby Taylor. He put up a little jump hook shot, got it to go, and got the foul call here. It's going to be the second against Dalton Franken.
And, Chris, you know, I mentioned before the game started, one of the things the Trojans have done a good job of this year is dealing with Colby Taylor. He's their leading scorer, averaging just under 13 a game. He scored 13 total in the first two games. Those are his first points in the ball game tonight.
Ben Nelson checks back in now here for Atlantic, and a free throw is up and good here by Colby Taylor to complete the three-point play. 16 seconds to go in the quarter. Trojans lock it up with Sam Markham hanging on to it out top. 11 seconds to go as they'll start things off. 8 seconds. Drive right side. Stop and pull up from there from 17, and he knocks it down. Guess that'll work. In the bounds, and now a quick run up the floor. Long shot, no good by Taylor, and that'll do it. A 10-point lead for the Trojans after three. We'll be back with the final quarter for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman Body Works in Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mill Street in Griswold. Call them at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Give them a call weekdays 8 to 5 and on Saturdays from 8 to noon at 712-755-5188. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing in Atlantic, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Glenwood. Tonight, Trojans, an 18-9 third quarter advantage, and they've opened up a 10-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter in this boys 3A district final. 47-37, Trojans lead it. It's Folk, Stewart Hoy. Oops, hang on. Oh, we have a buzzer. The clock hadn't been reset to 8 minutes as the Trojans inbound. I was going to say it's Stewart Hoy, Dalton Franken, Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Jared Falk on the floor for Atlantic. Preston's going to have their starting five on the floor to start this fourth quarter with one exception as Jay Wolf is on the floor in place of Briar Evans for the Panthers. For the right side drive, the Evans is on the floor. We've got a foul as Markham goes down the right side, and he gets fouled. That's Trey Thompson picking up his third. It's actually Kanan Summers who's not on the floor to start this fourth quarter as far as the starters go for the Panthers. That's the third foul on Thompson, all here in the second half. The fourth team foul against the Panthers, and Markham will get a chance to shoot a couple from the stripe, and the first one is good. Trojans have been pretty good from the free throw line here tonight. Not a ton of opportunities. They're 8 out of 10 so far here in the ballgame. Markham's second one is also good. 14 points for Sam Markham. Trojans lead by a dozen. Now it's their biggest lead, 49-37. Panthers to the front court. Here on the right side, Wolf dumps it back out top. It's Taylor. Out high, ball knocked away by Folk. He comes up with a steal. And Folk going to try to run it up the floor. And he kicked it away, but he's able to save it to Markham. And now a timeout asked for by the Trojans as Markham was going to be tied up down there in the corner. He was a double team. And the Trojans come up with a steal. Jared Folk getting the FIBA. Everybody else is getting a hand on the ball. Why not me too? And he creates the turnover there for the Trojans as it's a 30-second timeout for Atlantic. Trojans have three timeouts left, all fulls. Panthers have four timeouts left, two fulls and two 30s. I don't think timeouts are going to be that big an issue here down the stretch. There seem to be plenty of them here as we're into the fourth quarter. Trojans lead by 12. And Luke Neitzel, who had 16 first-half points, has just two here in the second half.
Yeah, he's just become a non-factor. He kind of hidden away again. He had one opportunity there a little bit ago where he had a layup try after he sliced in there, but it was a little bit short. And other than that, he just hasn't had many looks here in the second half.
Christensen will inbound for the Trojans in the front court as we restart with 7.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. As he'll look and fire across, Markham gets free underneath, and he'll get fouled. Basket good! A foul! He faked the shot. Trey Thompson came flying through the air, landed on top of Markham. He shrugged him off, banked it home, and it's a three-point opportunity on a very smart basketball play.
Yeah, as smart as right. See, he saw the player was in the air, and he edged in a little bit further to get himself a good look at trying to make the shot as Thompson came back down. A great job to get the bucket, too.
And Markham with the free throw opportunity. It is good. And all of a sudden, what was a close game is now a 15-point Trojan advantage, 52-37. And we've got a quick whistle as Sam Markham's tape job there on the side of his noggin has come off. And the official's going to look at it. They pick up the gauze. And now they're going to take a look at it and see if he needs to be strapped back up again. He might be getting a headband here pretty quick.
Yeah. That's true. It's something to keep that thing on there. That's the problem. It just fell off.
Just down at state wrestling meet last weekend. We saw lots of blood time down there. Now we get a little blood time here in a basketball game.
Yeah. They got him a fresh Band-Aid, so we'll see if that one holds.
Yeah. He is stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid's stuck on him. Huh? Back to action now. 7:24 clock runs as Creston inbounds the basketball. Thompson to the left side. Drives, kicks to the corner, and it's off the hands of Caleb Thompson, who checked in at the last break. The pass a little high, and it ends up in the third row of the Creston student section.
And that last play, you saw the look on the faces of some of the Creston Panthers, kind of like a, you know, oh, geez, what do we do again? You're kind of getting that feeling that they're losing that sense of confidence and edge here in this one.
Yeah, the Trojans took it away from them is what they really did. It's not so much that Creston lost it. Atlantic just stole it. And now Markham will check out as they'll strap him back up again. And Jared Folk re-enters the ballgame. Jared Folk's played a pretty good ball game here in reserve tonight. He's gotten a lot of minutes with some early foul trouble. And he's helped the Trojans out a lot in a lot of ways. Out top now, Folk with a basketball. As he'll turn and look here to the near side. Stuart Hoig, left side on the dribble drive. He'll hand it off. Franken will bring it back out top on the dribble and shuffle it off to Christensen in the center circle. 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Trojans by 15. Christensen gets a screen, goes left, stops, steps back, fires just inside the arc, no good. Rebound taken inside by Neitzel. Neitzel fires it quickly up the left side. That's Jay Wolf off the dribble. He'll leave it back outside now. Caleb Thompson back to Neitzel, posting left side of the key. He'll turn and flip it up. Oh, nice basketball move as he crossed the hands. Gets 20 points on the night as Neitzel with a left hand banks it softly off the window, and it's 52-39. Atlantic leading by 13 with under 6.5 to go in the game. Stuart Hoig here left side on the arc, on the dribble drive now to the baseline. Turns, kicks it back. Franken open, elevates the three balls, no good. High rebound taken down low. That's Briar Evans with it. Creston will get it up the floor quickly. Caleb Thompson here to Neitzel, right side. Neitzel hesitates, stops, elevates from 17, and that's good. Luke Neitzel drops one in. He's just as accurate with the basketball as he was throwing the football. 6 minutes to go, 52-41, Trojans by 11.
And you don't want to see him start to get warmed up, which is what's happening right here.
Out top now is Ben Nelson in for the Trojans, leaves it out top, and he'll get it right back once again. As he'll turn and go left side baseline, the leaner up too strong off the glass, got his own, almost got his own rebound. It was yanked away from him by Jay Wolf. Panthers with the basketball now, trying to make a little run themselves here. And they'll slow it down out top with Kanan Summers running the show. Summers to the left side, gets a screen, drives the running two-hander, no good off the glass, rebounded by Folk underneath, and he protects that rebound. And he'll leave it for Christensen, who will walk it up the floor. Christensen across the timeline now for the Trojans. Into the front court, he'll call out some plays and then run it here to the left side. Christensen on the circle, back out top, Folk, back to Christensen, now down, posting low. Franken turns in the lane, it's not there, he'll leave it now for Nelson. Nelson back out top for Franken, and the Trojans will slow it down and bring it back out top with 5 minutes to go. Christensen in the center circle, Atlantic by 11. Christensen guarded out top by Summers, gets a screen, goes right, stops, bounce feet on the screen and roll, inside to Jared Folk, and they run it like they've been running it all their lives. As he banks it in underneath, it's 54-41. Neitzel right side, hesitates, and a timeout asked for by the Panthers. It'll be a full timeout, we'll take a break. 4:42 left in the fourth, Atlantic 54-41 over Creston. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Iowa Roofing in Adair. Protect your investments with a new roof or repair by Iowa Roofing. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing and are fully insured. Give Iowa Roofing in Adair a call at 800-996-7321. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set up your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. D&K Transport in Anita has enclosed and dump trailers that are great for landscapers, contractors, motorcyclists, or just for general use. And they also have aluminum trailers. Give D&K Transport a call weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to 4 at 712-249-4711.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Glenwood. Told you he was getting a headband. Sam Markham's all wrapped up now. He's got the LeBron look going out there. 54-41 Atlantic leading.
Nothing like a bandage headband.
Now the Panthers have 35 points from Lucas Neitzel and Briar Evans. Only 6 points coming from anybody else. It's tough to win a ball game that way. Panthers finding that out right now. Oh, and a near steal as a quick pass by Evans over to the far side to Thompson. Went right off the hand of Sam Markham. He wasn't expecting that. 4.5 minutes left to go. Panthers with the basketball, trailing by 13. Out top now Evans. He'll leave it across for Neitzel, left side of the circle. Lob down low, open there momentarily, and off the glass and in is Briar Evans. He snuck underneath. Got the pass, hesitated, banked it home. It's 11 points now the lead for Atlantic, 54-43. Down to 4:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Christensen right side now for Markham. Markham looking. Christensen trying to streak to the basket. It wasn't there. Now Folk, left side, Christensen. Christensen on the arc. Pounded out top here by Wolf. Dumps it down low quickly to Markham. Quick turn and a bank shot. Good. Sam Markham cut across the lane. Tough pass by Christensen. He found enough room. And Markham curled up and under. And it's 56-43. Now back the other way. It's a quick shot by Lucas Neitzel on the drive to the left basket. Left side, he missed it. Rebounded by the Trojans. Frank into the front court. Now Folk. Frank and the Trojans will slow it down with 3:35 remaining. Atlantic leading by 13. Christensen out top of the circle now. Again, he's guarded by Neitzel. Gets a screen, comes left. Steps out, dumps it for Franken. Franken closely guarded there by Wolf. Leaves it for Stuart Hoy. Boy, Creston really stepping up the defense here. Christensen will slow it down once again out top. They'll reset. They double screen for him. He can choose left or right. He goes left. The ball knocked away. It's loose. Christensen able to keep possession, and now he's tripped and fouled. And that'll be all. That's Trey Thompson, and I believe that's his fifth.
That could be.
All here in the second half. So Trey Thompson will have to leave as his night is finished. With just 3 points here in the contest, he'll leave with 3:10 remaining in the ballgame.
Yeah, I think Creston really sensing the fact that they really have so much ground to make up, and the Trojans are being smart right now and just playing the ball out front, using as much clock as they can, and forcing Creston to really amp up that defensive pressure to try to get some turnovers.
Kanan Summers checks back in now for the Panthers as he'll take the place of the of Trey Thompson, who is eliminated by fouls. Trojans look to inbound the basketball, and we're going to have a whistle, and once again, the clock didn't start. As the Trojans tried to inbound, well, it did start, 3:09. It should be 3:10 on the clock on the inbound. And they'll discuss it over on the bench. I think what they'll probably end up doing is just going ahead and instead of resetting the clock, they'll just tell him just to hold it for a second and then start. Hoig will inbound. Christensen has it, and away we go. Christensen backcourt, gets by Summers. Oh, he lost the ball. He fumbled it, but right to Markham. Markham now open on the arc, left side. He'll drive. Nice head fake. He drives to the rack and missed the shot. It was contested down low by Summers. Couldn't get it to fall. Now the long pass up the floor is knocked out of bounds. It was off the hands of Neitzel, and we're going to have a foul call, I think it's on Luke Neitzel. As the ball was off his hands, folks were standing up in front of us. And it is going to be on Neitzel. That'll be just his second. As he was running the floor, the pass was meant for him. It was just a little off the top of his fingertips. And Stuart Hoig had a hand on it. And then Neitzel, still hustling up the floor behind him, ended up giving him a bit of a shove in the back there as the two players came together. So that's the seventh team foul. We'll go to the other side. Stuart Hoig gets a couple of, well, he'll get a chance to shoot the bonus. And the front end is good. He will get a couple. Trojans have been quite good tonight from the free throw line. They are 11 of 13 from the line here tonight. Second one by Hoig on the way. And that is also good. And Stewart stretches the lead back out to as big as it's been. 58-43, biggest lead of the night. 15 points. Creston with a basketball now to the front court. Right side dribble drive. They dump it down low. Cole Thompson is in. He leaves it underneath for Evans. They kick it back around. Thompson elevates. That's Taylor, rather. Colby Taylor with a quick three from the left wing, and that goes in. Almost danced out on him. 2.5 minutes left, 58-46 Trojans. Atlantic ball front court. Christensen out top, dumps it left side. Markham on the circle, looking, hesitates, drives the baseline. Now leaves it off underneath for Stuart Hoyg. His flip up is in and out, no good, but he's fouled. He'll get free throws. He went up and elevated, kind of hesitated just a bit, and then tried to float one up with the left hand. It wouldn't go down. Breyer Evans picks up the foul. That is his third. And Stuart Hoyg will walk back to the line. This time he will shoot two. His first is good.
Quick update for you, too, as well. We had an update here from that Harlan contest here for you. And right now it's Harlan up by 5, 40-35 with 5:02 left in that game.
Both free throws good by Stuart Hoyg, and another timeout on the floor. That's one asked for by the Trojans. 2:18 left, 60-46 Atlantic. Back in a minute, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, they've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and they'll help you make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies, 1-877-DRY-DOGS. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for expertise. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. New handbags and wallets have arrived at the Handbag Ranch in Atlantic, and more are coming in weekly. Stop in and see their wide selection along with their fragrances and jewelry. The Handbag Ranch located at 9 West 4th Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Glenwood. Creston with the basketball as we restart here. 2:15 left. Panthers out top. Thompson leaves it left side. Neitzel into the corner. Quick three ball on the way is no good by Wolf. And the rebound off the floor to Christensen. And he's bumped in the backcourt as he created the contact there with the curl. And Colby Taylor runs up his back for the foul. That'll be number three on Taylor. And back to the free throw line go the Trojans. That is foul number nine against the Panthers here in the half. So it'll be a 1-1 once again. At the line is Christensen to shoot the bonus. The front end, no good. Rebound tapped up, and that's going to do it for Harrison Hoyg as he's just fouled out, going up and over the top. The Trojans have a rare free throw miss, and it costs them one of their players as Harrison Hoyg will have to leave with 2:06 remaining here in the ballgame. He'll finish with 3 points here tonight. He gets a nice round of applause from the crowd as Jared Holt checks back into the contest. Panthers with the basketball again to the front court. Oh, and a steal. Cole Thompson had his pocket pick. Tapped away by Markham. He'll drive quickly, go baseline, and now a reach-in foul going to be called. That'll be on Cole Thompson, his first. That'll send Sam Markham to the line. He'll get a chance to shoot two this time. It's the 10th team foul.
Yeah, great job here by the Trojans to once again get in the passing lane, get up the floor here, and now we get a good opportunity down the stretch here to try to ice us away here at the line.
Markham's first one is good. That matches the biggest lead again, back to 15 points. It's 61-46. And the second one by Sam on the way, that's no good. Rebound tapped out, and it's picked up off the floor by the Panthers. And they'll run the floor again. Up quickly, Neitzel. We got a timeout. Panthers asked for just a 30-second timeout this time, so we will leave it here. We have a minute 53 remaining. Atlantic leading by 15. The Panthers trail 61-46 to the Trojans. And Atlantic trying to close this one out. The winner of this game will play in the sub-state final Monday night at a site that's yet to be determined. The Trojans and the Panthers trying to face off against either the Tigers or the Cyclones. Harlan and Carroll playing in Denison tonight.
And it's 47-39 Harlan right now with 1:39 left in the ball game. So Harlan in control there.
And they're just about the same place we are as far as time of the game goes.
So a quick update here for you in 1A. Riverside leads Underwood by 4, 44-40 with 2:24 left in that one. And Ankeny Christian was up 3 on Guthrie Center, 44-41 with 1:20 left in that game.
Ready to go at it again as the Panthers inbound. Summers takes the inbound feed, drives the lane. The bounce pass low through traffic off one of the Trojans and picked up now on the floor by Taylor. Taylor tries to dump it low, and it's thrown away. It was off the fingertips of Evans and then lost by Summers, who tried to gather it in down low, and the Trojans will get it back. A minute 43 left here in the fourth quarter. 61-46 Atlantic. Trojans with a nice third quarter. Opened up a nice lead, and they've built on it here in the fourth. Markham up the floor right side. He'll dump it out top now to Franken. Minute and a half remaining in the ballgame. And a reach and a push and a foul. That'll be Colby Taylor picking up his fourth. And that'll send Dalton Franken back to the free throw line here for the Trojans.
Taylor better watch himself, too. He said a few words to the official right after that call. He wasn't trying to foul him.
And the official went over and said a few words to Taylor. So it all works out evenly, right? At the free throw line, Dalton Franken. He's 4-for-4 from the line tonight, all of them in the first half. And the first one here is good. Franken's been kind of quiet offensively here in the second half. But he's had a lot of help from teammates, and he's helped to set them up. He's now got 16 points. Make it 17 as he drops both of them in. 63-46. Trojans have upped the ante now to 17 points. Summers right side will turn, drive all the way to the rack. The layup good. He got a quick step and turned the corner. Gets his first basket of the night. 63-48. Minute 15 remaining. Stuart Hoig back court with it. Leaves it for Christensen. Pressure back court here by the Panthers. Ahead it comes to Markham, and he's fouled. And Jared Volk is saying, why? Why? I was wide open under the basket with nobody on this side of the floor.
He was waiting for it, but Briar Evans picks up the foul, and we'll see Sam Markham, headband and all, go back to the free throw line here.
Markham at the line now for the Trojans. 70 seconds left to play here in the contest. Markham at the line now, trying to stretch that 15-point lead. He'll get two in the double bonus, and the first one is good.
Hey, great shot by the Trojans, too, here in this ball game throughout the game at the free throw line. They've done a terrific job.
Second one by Markham on the way, and that one is also good, so Sammy hits them both. And for the Panthers, Ryan Cook will check into the contest once again, the 6'8 senior. 65-48. Again, a 17-point lead for Atlantic as Creston gets across the timeline. Summers goes left off the dribble, hesitates, dumps it out, almost lost it. Now the ball up in the air, loose, and it's controlled. Taylor grabs, turns, guns a three. It's way off the mark. And Franken the rebound for the Trojans, and we are down under a minute to go now. 52 seconds left as Franken gets fouled in the backcourt. And that foul will be whistled against Briar Evans. That'll be his fourth. 65-48 Atlantic as Dalton Franken will walk to the line. And he'll try to do his best job he can. Act like a baker. A little icing on the cake. As the Panthers now will start substituting for some of their seniors. Bryce McElravy checks into the ball game now for the Panthers. And Chad Christensen will check out of the ball game as he gets a big hug from Steve Blazek. Did I show you the picture? You saw it.
Yeah.
Last night, Chad Christensen in a hospital bed with IVs running into him because he had a bout of the stomach flu and he was pretty much dehydrated. Tonight, he's come over here to help the Trojans win a district championship as Franken makes the first. And the second one is also good. Wow. Look at all the filled-in circles on that sheet here tonight. Trojans have really shot free throws well here this evening. And we've got another timeout here on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll just leave it here. 67-48 now. Atlantic has stretched that lead to 19 points. I did not see this coming.
No, and especially the way the game started. It was such a back-and-forth battle, kind of trading blows. We knew that Lucas Neitzel was kind of carrying the team there in the first half, and he has gone quiet here in the second half for the most part. And, boy, the life just kind of really came out of Creston here, and Atlantic's been doing, you know, a lot of things right, and it's played into their favor. They've been terrific at the free throw line. It just everything seemed to kind of mesh into a good ball game tonight here for the Trojans.
And Atlantic will drop back to play defense as the Panthers will have the basketball. They'll bring it up the floor here. Here to the near side with the basketball's McElravy out on the arc. He'll leave it across now for Zachary Powers, who's checked in. Summers out top. That's Caleb Thompson with the basketball. Down to 35 seconds remaining. Summers, left side of the circle, dumps it out top. Cook leaves it here for Thompson. Back down low, it goes to Summers. Summers going to turn, curl, go to the rack, a flip. Oh, nice. Spin up and good off the glass by Kanan Summers. His second field goal here of the night. And the foul is going to be whistled against Ben Nelson. That's his first. And the Trojans now are going to dust off the bench and give their seniors an opportunity to be recognized. What kind of a job did Jared Polk do tonight? He played a lot more minutes than what he's usually played, and he stepped up. You won't notice it so much on the score sheet, but he played a lot of crucial minutes and really helped his ball club out when they needed him.
Oh, no kidding. He's out there working really hard tonight.
At the line, Summers for the Panthers, and the first front end of the bonus, no good, and the rebound taken by Nick Podaisky, who's checked in. Joey Walker will bring it up the floor. 20 seconds left to go. Walker right side on the dribble drive. He's cut off there, and we've got a reach-in foul called against the Panthers. That'll be Kanan Summers. That'll be his second. Also in right now for the Trojans are Tristan Benn. Adam Weezer's in the contest, along with Brody Peterson. At the line, Joey Walker, and he throws one up and in. Doesn't matter who's shooting them, they're all going in here tonight for the Trojans from the free throw line.
Yeah, well, they have three misses all night long.
Second try here by Walker on the way, and that is no good. Rebound, Weezer down low for the Trojans. He keeps it. Oh, he did not. He stepped on the baseline. Nice job by Weezer, as he tried to keep that one in bounds down to the baseline, but tiptoed on the line. 15 seconds left. Trojans lead by 20. Panthers with the basketball to the front court now as they work it quickly to the left side. Off the dribble, Zach Powers drives, free throw line, elevates, jumper up, no good. Rebound Walker, that'll do it. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the Trojans win the district title in impressive fashion. 68-48, Atlantic wins it here tonight over the Creston Panthers. These are two teams that played a 7-point game and a 9-point game. Trojans win it by 20 here this evening. Back in a minute to tell you more about it. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crestwood Hills in Anita has a new membership special. If you haven't been a member for 5 previous years, you can join for only $300 for the year, whether you live in town or out of town. Call Crestwood Hills in Anita at 712-762-3803. Do you find yourself having concerns about your substance abuse or someone else's? Are you neglecting day-to-day activities because of your use? If so, contact Zion Recovery Services at 712-243-5091, where all of your inquiries are confidential. For computer upgrades, stop into McDonald Electronics at 11 West 4th Street in Atlantic. They can take your old system and give it a technological makeover to increase speed and performance with the room for future growth. They also sell refurbished computers and can resolve your virus issues. McDonald Electronics.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Glenwood tonight as the Trojans win it. Much easier than we thought. 68-48, the final, as Atlantic comes up with a victory here over the Panthers tonight. A big second half by Atlantic, as they really kicked it into high gear here in the second half. 39-20. They outscored the Panthers in the second half of basketball, as Atlantic was terrific. And look at all the points they put up. 21 points in the fourth quarter on 3 field goals.
Yeah, but they went to the free throw line an awful lot here tonight. And they ended up making all but four of those here tonight in the contest. So nice job here this year, and all but five of those. So 22-27 is the final out of the free throw line, as I have for them. So good evening here tonight for the Trojans there. And everybody got in the act. You know, it wasn't just one player that was always going to the stripe. Everybody was in there, and just kind of the microcosm of the whole game. Everybody contributed, and they did it in many facets of the game.
Yeah, and on the other side, where the Trojans were 22 of 27 from the free throw line tonight, the Panthers, well, they made all their free throws in the second half. 1 of 1. Talk about a difference down the stretch in a basketball game.
Yeah, a big difference here. You know, is they only, you know, they take, what, about a third of what
Atlantic ended up shooting here tonight. So that's a big advantage, too, for the Trojans, having that opportunity and then taking advantage of it. So, you know, if you look up and down the stat sheet, you're going to find all kinds of different things that point in the favor of the Trojans playing a great game here tonight. You know, I look at the turnovers, too. I don't know if my statistics are exactly right, but I only have the Trojans down for 5 true turnovers here in the contest. And, you know, even if it's close to that, that's a heck of a night for any team to take care of it against a good team like this.
Yeah, it really is. It's just a good all-around effort for the Trojans. Against some adversity, it wasn't an easy ball game. They had foul trouble early on. Harrison Hoig picked up a couple of quick ones, hit the bench. Jared Folk came in. Ben Nelson came in and ran some minutes as well. They played well, helped their team, and got them to where they needed to be here. And second half, just incredible by the Trojans. The Panthers took a lead in the second half as Creston got ahead. It was 29-28 Trojans at halftime, but Creston had a lead at 32-30 early in the third quarter, and that was the last time all night that they would be anywhere close to sniffing a lead, as the Trojans ran off 11 straight to turn a 32-30 deficit into a 41-32 advantage. And then they just ran off and hid later on in the ballgame. They were up 10 at the end of the third quarter, 47-37. Trojans stretched the lead to, well, the biggest lead they had was the final score, 68-48. They stretched that lead to 15-plus points, and the Panthers were able to get it down to 12 a couple of times. But that was as close as they would get late in the ballgame, as the Trojans finished it off then from the free throw line with a terrific effort from the stripe, 22 out of 27 from the free throw line. Boy, it's tough to beat a team that does that.
It sure is. And, you know, when you've got a team that plays great defense, they forced Creston into 14 turnovers on the other side of the ball. You know, they did a pretty good job of keeping track of Lucas Neitzel there in the second half, who had just exploded there in that first half to keep his team going. But Trojans find a way to step up there on the defensive end, and they're able to, you know, work very well here down the stretch. And, boy, a complete all-around team effort. You mentioned a guy like Jared Folk, who came in and played just a ton of minutes tonight because he had to, and he played a great game. He was there. He made plays. You know, a lot of different guys stepping up here for this team when they needed it to move on.
Take a look at the score sheet for you here in just a little bit, too, as the Trojans win it here, 68-48. They'll move on. They'll play Harlan in the sub-state final. Harlan was a winner tonight.
Yeah, 51-43, the final there, as Harlan beats Carroll.
That game played up in Denison tonight, and folks have been asking us, where will that game be Monday? Well, we don't know for sure, but our best guess is probably most likely Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs, but we don't know that for sure yet. What we were kind of led to believe is that, you know, if Creston would have beaten Atlantic tonight, then Atlantic probably would have hosted the sub-state final. That, thankfully, is off the table. And the Trojans, by their winning tonight, we were kind of guesstimating if it were an Atlantic Carroll game, that it might be played in Harlan. But if it's an Atlantic Harlan game, it's somewhat likely to be played at Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. So we'll find that out here later on this evening when they get all those posted. The State Association wasn't letting the cat out of the bag here before the games tonight, so we'll find that out a little bit later. We'll take a time out, and we'll run some numbers for you here in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rusty Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Rust family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa in downtown Harlan. Rusty himself, for over 37 years, fixing and selling boots, he's the only one you need to know. Rusty Shoe Repair in downtown Harlan. Something for you in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, baby lock sewing machines, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins products, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Wyman's Car Quest in Griswold is your full auto parts store. They cover all your farm and automotive needs with a full line of hydraulic hose selections. Wyman's Car Quest at 405 Main Street in Griswold. Call 712-778-2224.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Glenwood High School tonight. Beautiful facility and a, well, beautiful outcome as far as the Atlantic fans are concerned, as their team wins it. The Trojans, a 68-48 winner tonight over the Creston Panthers here this evening in this Class 3A district final this evening. The Trojans jumping out to a huge 29-28 halftime lead. They're only up a point at intermission. Like I said, this is like a truck careening down the street. You didn't see this coming. at halftime. It looked like it was going to be one of those games that was going to go right down to the wire, but boy, a terrific third quarter, and that made all the difference in the world for the Trojans as they got themselves a double-digit lead, a 47-37 lead after the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter was pretty much just an exercise in shooting free throws, and the Trojans just did a tremendous job of that. And Creston got into desperation mode, too. The game started to slip away from them, and they felt like they had to do something to try to help themselves. Trojans just made the free throws.
Yeah, they made them down the stretch when it, you know, really mattered, and they were able to walk out of here feeling very good about themselves. That's the nice thing, too. It's a short turnaround, so your team has a ton of confidence brimming right now as you head into that sub-state final here with a chance to go to state tournament on the line on Monday.
Take a look at the numbers for you here in the ball game. I'm hoping to get a couple of players up here to visit with us here before we're finished this evening. For Atlantic, they had three players in double digits here tonight. Sam Markham led the way. He finishes with 22 points here in the contest tonight. Markham with 22. 10 of those coming in the fourth quarter, helping the Trojans to salt that one away. Also for Atlantic, 19 points tonight for Dalton Franken, a solid night. He really helped him in the first half, especially the second quarter when the offense was a little tougher to come by for the Trojans, as he had 11 of his 13 first-half points in that second quarter for the Trojans. Also in double digits tonight, Stuart Hoig. He finishes with a solid 12-point night, a couple of 3-point baskets, and 6-for-6 from the free throw line this evening for Stuart Hoig. Also 7 points tonight for Chad Christensen. Now 4 points here this evening for Jared Folk off the bench. Harrison Hoig had 3 before fouling out late, and Joey Walker off the bench with a free throw here this evening for the Trojans. On the other side for the Panthers, a couple of players in double digits, and that was kind of the problem tonight. That's really all they got for offense was 2 players in double digits, as Lucas Neitzel had a terrific night. 22 points for him tonight, but 16 of those in the first half, only 6 in the second half of the basketball game. The Trojans did a nice job clamping down on him in that second half.
Yeah, they really did. And, he only ends up with 3 baskets there in the second half, which, you know, typically may be a decent output for a player. But the rate he was going, that's a big slowdown, because he was really putting the team on his back there in that first half of play. And it just seemed like the Trojans did enough things to kind of make it difficult for him to do what he was doing there in that first half. He wasn't able to drive to the lane as easy. He wasn't able to catch the ball in the block. And they were taking a lot of other shots that were tough contested ones, and a lot of outside shots that they just weren't hitting. And that's what allowed Atlantic to go on that run to gain the lead. And then they just never let off the gas.
22 again for Neitzel to lead the Panthers tonight. Also 15 for Briar Evans. That's 37 of their 48 points as they were... They just couldn't get a lot of offense going here this evening, as they just weren't able to generate a tremendous amount here. To take a look at the rest of the score sheet for you, Colby Taylor finishes with 6 tonight. Also, Kanan Summers had 4 this evening, and 3 points here for Trey Thompson in the basketball game this evening for the Panthers. So the Panthers were 5 of 7 from the free throw line here this evening, and that's where we sit right now with the scoring. That's the sum total of it here this evening for the Panthers. They played a lot more guys than Atlantic did, although the Trojans probably went a little bit deeper. Of course, they got a lot of kids in late in the ball game, but they were forced by fouls early on to start that rotation a little bit earlier in a game than they normally do. Panthers, though, have the ability to play more players. They go deeper, but those players that were supposed to be their depth didn't help out really scoring-wise.
No, not at all. And I guess compared to the last game especially, you saw a guy like Ryan Cook come in and get a lot of easy buckets the last time these two teams played, as he kind of set up down low and was the recipient of a lot of great passes in that second matchup. But this time, he comes in and only for a little while, and he doesn't score any points here tonight. So, you know, kind of surprising that those guys come in up there off the bench and didn't have much of an opportunity there to really be, you know, much of a factor tonight. They didn't contribute a whole lot other than the guys that you kind of would expect to be out there and score. And, you know, you mentioned, too, before, you know, controlling guys that really are impact players for the Panthers. And once again, Colby Taylor with an off night. So, you know, it seems like the Trojans kind of have the right game plan and number here against this Creston Panthers squad.
Absolutely. We'll take one more break, and we'll wrap up our broadcast here when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Give Daryl Kirkhoff of Kirkhoff Land Improvement a call for all of your tree removal, demolition, and dirt work. No project is too big or too small. Contact Daryl at Kirkhoff Land Improvement today, 243-3330. Bridges Hybrid House, your local Asgro DeKalb dealer, is Tad Bridges. Please contact your local Asgro salesman, Tad Bridges, with Bridges Hybrid House in Elliott to order your Asgro today. 712-767-2680. Individual results may vary. And Aiken Building Center, offering a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Glenwood tonight, where the Atlantic Trojans, a 68-48 winner over the Creston Panthers, as the Trojans ran away and hid in that second half with a really good effort. And Sam Markham, freshly showered, joins us here after the ball game. How's that knot on the noggin of yours?
It's all right. It's a little, I guess I didn't really know where it was or what happened until I got up off the floor, and there was blood all over, and Mr. Peterson kind of stitched me up there, and it's doing all right. It feels good right now.
I bet it does. It feels a lot better after a win. What was the difference tonight? You played two really good physical basketball games, close games with this team early in the regular season. Why the difference? What happened in the second half that made this so much different?
Well, I think, in the first half we kind of came out a little slow. We didn't really guard anyone. Me specifically, Neitzel just dominated me. He overpowered me down low. And then second half, Stewart came out and did a fantastic job on him, only held him to 6 points in the second half. And Dalton, he once again shut down Colby Taylor. He was their leading scorer. And I think it's just been, what we've leaned back on all year was our team defense. And in the second half, we kind of locked down. And those two guys did a great job. And I think that's, the key in this victory.
We kind of talked about it on the air just about the right time, I think, too, that you guys weren't getting the steals out front, the opportunities to get runouts on the other end, some easy baskets to get the offense moving in a quick flow. And just about the time we said that, boom, there were a couple of steals. You had about three runouts in a row. That makes a big difference for your club.
Well, yeah, Chad's been doing that well all year, and in the second half he really got it going. He really got us into a rhythm, and credit to him. And Dalton, again, came out, hit some shots. Stewart hit some big, big shots. Jared came in. Everyone contributed well tonight, and that's what we need here as the tournament gets more in depth and as we start seeing tougher teams.
Well, it seems like the tougher the opponent during the course of the season, the lower the score has gotten. You guys have turned up the defensive pressure quite a bit, so has the other team. Tonight, the offensive effort showed up, and 22 out of 27 from the free throw line. I bet Coach Blazek won't make you stand around boring shooting free throws all day in practice now.
Well, those are key. Ever since I was little, my dad always said free throws are the key, and I never believed him. And then last year, we kind of struggled there as a team, and this year we've really turned it up, and we knocked down free throws down the stretch, and we came out victorious.
Well, you had to beat Creston three times to get this far and win a district championship. You're going to have to beat Harlan a third time now to win a sub-state title and get to state. Any thoughts at all about facing them a third time?
We just have to play good defense. And, a Mitch Osborne coached team late in the season is always going to be a tough team, but, we're up for the challenge. We know what they're going to bring to the table, and they know what we're going to bring to the table, and it's just going to be another all-out battle, and we're looking forward to it.
Very good. Well, congratulations on the district championship. Nice game tonight, and you look good in a headband, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, very good. Sam Markham, senior leader for the Trojans. Nice night. 22 points tonight for Sam in the basketball game. 16 of those 22 in the second half when the Trojans jumped out and then had that big burst to take the big lead and then get the victory down the stretch. So nice effort for the Trojans again here tonight as the Panthers fall. Their season comes to a close with a 19-4 record. 19-4, and yes, three of those losses to the Atlantic Trojans. It's tough when you have that one team that you just can't seem to get past. Good news, though, for the Trojans here tonight. On the other side, the Trojans live to move on. They'll see another day. They are 22-1 on the season now, and Atlantic will advance to Monday night's sub-state championship game as the Trojans will face off against the Harlan Cyclones, who were winners tonight over the Carroll Tigers in the other district championship game this evening in this sub-state. So it'll be Atlantic versus Harlan. So the Trojans will have to beat a team once again a third time to be able to move on in tournament play. And that'll come at 7 o'clock Monday night. 7 o'clock Monday night as the Trojans will advance, and they'll play again on Monday night. Again, 7 o'clock. And we'll have that game for you here on KJAN. as the Trojans and the Harlan Cyclones. And I see the State Athletic Association website still says to be determined, even though they've got Atlantic and Harlan slotted in as the two teams. So we'll let you know as soon as we know where that ball game will be played coming up on Monday night. We do know it'll be a 7 o'clock ball game, and we do know that wherever it's played, we know you'll find it right here on the radio here at on KJAN. So congratulations to the Trojans again tonight on picking up the victory here in this ball game as Chad Christensen makes his way here to the broadcast area, and Chris is going to have a little visit with Chad here in the post game.
All right, now going to be speaking here with Chad Christensen, and Chad, first off, I guess, how you feeling?
A lot better than I did yesterday.
Yeah, certainly was a little rough for you last night, but you're able to bounce back. It looks like you felt pretty good out there here tonight, and obviously you're feeling good about a victory here this evening as well. But your team just really played a good, solid, all-around ball game. I guess, how do you feel about the flow in general?
We had a pretty good game plan coming in, just run our stuff, because we beat them both times before, so we felt pretty good about our offense and stuff. We ran it. We ran pretty good. Everybody was moving the ball. Nobody was selfish, and we just got good looks all night.
Well, and you guys got yourself to the free throw line an awful lot tonight, and everybody stepped up and knocked down those free throws when you needed to. How important was that?
That was big. If we didn't knock down those free throws on the stretch, it could have been a whole different game.
And what was it like, I guess, preparing for a team like this? You played them twice during the year. You knew it was going to be a tough ball game. It really were intense games the first two times. What do you say to yourself to get that intensity back up for this one again?
They're a scary team. I mean, once they get started from behind the line or the arc, they're tough to stop. And we shut them down. We didn't let them get shots from the beginning, so that was good. We messed up their offensive tempo, and it was just we played our game, and they couldn't stay with us.
Well, and one of their star players, Lucas Neitzel, had a big first half for him. What did you guys talk about at halftime to try to do to slow him down in the second half?
Well, we were giving him pretty much layups every time he scored, so we just had to stop the inside game. We stopped him from getting the open looks in the inside. We needed to switch a lot of ball screens, and that helped us a lot.
And you got Harrison Hoig in some really foul trouble. You had to have some guys like Jared Folk come off the bench early in the game. How important was it, guys, for those role players to come in and play huge tonight?
They stepped up huge. It was awesome. Ben played a great game. Jared had some really hard minutes, and they just stepped up like they have to. They're going to have to do all year.
Well, and you finished with 7 points here tonight. You know, obviously, you're not your highest output of scoring for the season, but you did other things tonight to facilitate for your team. What's it like being the floor general for a team with so much leadership?
It's great. I mean, it's so fun. Just I get the ball to anybody, and I have confidence in anyone that can score, and they all know they can score. So it's fun running the offense because anybody on our team can score 1 through 5.
Well, a great game for your team here tonight. Now you have a ton of confidence moving on here into the sub-state round. What's it going to be like here taking on Harlan for the third time this season?
We can't bump our toe. We got to keep playing like we have been. No let-ups. We just got to keep rolling.
Anything that you, off the top of your head, remember from the first two times that you guys really need to do to focus on to beat them again?
Box out, long rebounds, and just run our offense and not try to go one-on-one.
All right. Well, terrific job here tonight, Chad. Hope you continue to feel better, and congratulations on
Thank
the big
you.
Win. All right, Chad Christensen joining us here after the ball game here tonight for the big win for the Trojans here this evening as they finish here tonight with the win 68-48, the final score here tonight over the Creston Panthers as they'll move on once again to play on Monday night, and they'll be taking on the Harlan Cyclones, who are 51-43 winners tonight over Carroll. And we are yet to know where that game will be played, but we do know that it'll be the matchup for the third time of the year between the Trojans and the Cyclones, with a chance to go to the state tournament on the line coming up on Monday. And that game, once again, will be played at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you here on KJN. Our next basketball contest will come your way tomorrow night here on KJN, a game over at Abraham Lincoln High School, as Underwood will be taking on Villisca. Those two teams were winners tonight. Villisca won 51-44 over Sydney, and Riverside 46-43 over Underwood. Also a note for you, Ankeny Christian beat Guthrie Center tonight 51-46, so some of those area scores for you. Villisca Riverside tomorrow night at Abraham Lincoln High School, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off for you here on KJN. That wraps it up here tonight. Trojans win a district title here and move on to play in the sub-state final. 68-48, Trojans win over the Panthers. We'll wrap it up for Jim Field. I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Glenwood.